from Oroville, February 17th, 2009, on microphone Daniel, in studio Sam. Frederick, this is an interview walking, but yesterday you were running.
I'm still out of breath, so make me sit down somewhere, please.
No, this is walking interview. So yesterday was the Oroville Marathon. Somebody won?
Yeah, obviously somebody won. I still haven't got all the ranking and the detailing, but somebody did very good time in there was a full marathon, a half marathon, quarter marathon, 5K, and the kids run. But I must say the overall feeling was very good. I mean, there was so much participation, the
aid
station.
How many people?
We had almost 500, 480 or something like this. Lots of people. There's a big network of marathon runners. Lots of people from Calcutta, Bombay, Delhi, Madras. Even Madras had at the same day another marathon, and we had a lot of runners from Madras. Bangalore is a lot. It's a very interesting crowd of India's professional. They are becoming quite conscious of the physical being of the body. And I talked to them a little bit before we started. I mean, it's a yoga in itself. I mean, for me, it's like you are running your inner landscape. I mean, you're going through deserts, you're going a beautiful meadow where you seem to be flying. You seem to be climbing steep rocks and you can't get your leg forward again. Each one has its own little device. I use a mantra, yes, obviously. I also use what I was just taught recently by Caroline, the scales. Sa re ga ma da pa ni sa. They correspond to the seven chakras. So you're breathing in and you're receiving energy, and then you distribute the energy from your ma, from your chi, into the places where you need it. Sometimes you need it in your hips, sometimes in your knees, sometimes in your breath, sometimes in your feet. And it worked. I mean, it was, you go into a strange meditation. Sometimes you go into automatic. The thing is that this run we'd late, you can't go too much automatic. Like the road runs from Chennai, they go up the ECR road and back. You can just go and then you go through the pains the same way, but your legs are just put onto automatic. Here you have to look where you run, because the first part was on road, but then we went into the green belt and so on. So the first marathon started at 5. We first thought we had to supply them with torches, but there was a moon, so they started off. And you have to see where you put your foot. So you have to keep both. So you look into the sky, and it's like what they say, you know, aim at the peak, but watch where you step. That's exactly what you have to do in the marathon. No bad accidents. There were some people who didn't drink, and they had to be put on infusion. Everybody loved it. Everybody warned us, next time we'll bring more. This last year we had only 100 outside participants. This time we had at least 400. We had two runners from Oroville who actually did the full marathon. One is Chandrish and one is Andy. And I think they did great. We had quite a number of good runners for the half marathon. So, and the aid station were a great success. Every 4 kilometers we had water and banana and biscuits. And when they came back, then we had a breakfast, we had Mark and Matilda put a coffee shop, we had a massage, we had a foot bath, it was great, it was a wonderful experience, a wonderful way of connecting Oroville with India and the world, and also Oroville to come to know about India. So that was a great day.
The news is an echo of activities in the life of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroviradio.org, and thank you for listening.